Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right. Now.
Really brought that one home.
Yep. We can get to Coach Vermeil. Sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. The region's strongest network of doctors and hospitals means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com. Coach, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. Yep.
So let's get started here on the hot topic that's been flying around town over the last week, Saquon Barkley. So Nick Sirianni comes out and says he's going to rest the starters and look forward to the playoffs. Your thoughts on not going after the record and thinking maybe more about the Super Bowl run? How do you feel about it?
Well, I think if that's the decision they made, that's the right decision. I think I would have made the same one. My process probably would have been, number one, talk to the owner of the football team, talk to Jeffrey about it, talk to the general manager about it, talk to my coaches, and talk to the running back, and then come up with a consensus. But I think it was probably a pretty easy decision because, first off, Barkley's not a selfish guy. Mm. It's not all about him. He loves making a contribution to the team, and you can tell how much the team respects him. And the other thing, you know, Dickerson's record was set with 16 games. And I think LeSean knows at 16 games he didn't break the record. So it doesn't make it quite as meaningful to the guy to try to really break the NFL record. Hmm. But overall, what's more important? Win the next postseason game. That's the most important thing. Hmm. And I think that whole organization did a good job in coming up with that final decision.
Yeah, we agree with you, Coach Vermeil. But there is kind of this general consensus from callers, from fans, that this will kind of take the morale away and kind of dull the great vibes that the Eagles have and Saquon Barkley and that offense has going into the postseason. Is there any concern that a decision to sit starters and Saquon, not let him go for the record, can take away from the boosted morale going into the playoffs?
I don't think so. Remember all the people calling in favor of playing Barkley. Don't get fired if he gets hurt in playing a game. Okay?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah. So, and really, Barkley, I think, appreciates the decision made because it takes pressure off him and allows him a week rest to get ready because he's touched the ball a number of times this year. Okay, he's taken a lot of hit. Yes, he's made a lot of yards by avoiding tackles and by running through big holes opened by a fine offensive line. But I think he, too, appreciates it.
Coach, I'm curious your thoughts on what's going on right now with Jalen Hurts and the concussion protocol. Obviously, we don't have much information, but just in regards of, you know, being in a coach's shoes and now you got a plan for the postseason coming up and he's not on the sidelines, he's not at practice, he's not around dealing with this injury. How much does that impact sort of just the week-to-week, the day-to-day, and everything leading up to the postseason just a week here when you're kind of looking at it through a coaching lens?
Well, I think first off, it creates media buzz. But obvious, the reason for him not being on sideline or in the stands or in a press box last week and then for not being around this week is a decision made by the doctors and the staff, the medical staff, more so than a coach or anybody else. I think every concussion is treated a little bit differently and a little bit individually, and they're doing what's best right now for Jalen Hurts. He'll be ready. He will be, I'll bet any money, he'll be ready to play. And it would be better. I would love to have him on the practice field because he's a source of inspiration. He's a leader. And he also keeps him mentally thinking about what's going on in the field, the different things that they're doing on the field this week, even though he's not playing. But I never really got into second-guessing medical decisions.
Well, that makes me feel better, so thank you. So, Coach, I don't know if you saw the Pro Bowl votes that were released yesterday. So six Eagles were voted to the Pro Bowl, three offensive linemen, not including Jordan Mailata. A lot of people are saying he was snubbed. What's your take on that?
I don't know if he was snubbed, but he's a Pro Bowl football player. Okay, he's probably better than I haven't seen the list yet. But they're only going to put so many guys off one team in the Pro Bowl, okay? And the Pro Bowl's a phony game anywhere anymore. You know, it's touch football, it's flag football, it's games, it's tug of war. It's, you know, it's not a football game. So, but the honor of being selected to it is an honor, and he is a true pro, Pro Bowl player. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And he even talked about it yesterday a little bit, Coach, that he's trusting the process and he's getting better and improving and he knows what caliber of player he is. So,
hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football is hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're right. He is that type of player. We're talking to Coach Dick Vermeil. And, Coach, I'm curious, you know, when you think about the Detroit Lions, the Minnesota Vikings, we're obviously looking at some other teams at the top of the NFC. How do you see the Eagles ranked up against those type of teams and, what we have to bring to the table compared to some of the top contenders in this conference?
Well, I think we have the edge in that we have the defense. And we know we can score. And the defense will play well enough, I think, that we don't have to score 35 points to win. Detroit is a fine football team, extremely well-coached football team. And, I really respect their whole process. I know a little bit about it because I have people that work there that work for me. And Minnesota's done an unbelievable job. But neither team, especially Detroit with all the injuries, have a defense, Fangio defense, and Nick Sirianni defense, that can match us. So I think we have an edge. I would be surprised if we play those teams, we weren't favored. Mm. Yes, yeah. They've got the great offensive teams. Minnesota's being quarterbacked by a quarterback that's been discarded, the first-round pick that's playing extremely well. And that's impressive. And that shows you how important the program and the coaching is and maturity for a quarterback. But I think the edges go to the Eagles. I really do.
Yeah. So you usually give us a prediction from your computer. Does your computer have a prediction for this Week 18 game that kind of has the feel of a preseason game against the Giants, Coach?
Well, the very first time that my computer, I think it was game 7, said the Giants would lose to the Eagles by 15. They lost by 25, right? This time it says they'll lose by 18, so the Giants will lose by 18. So I don't know. That's what they said about Dallas last week, too.
Well, and they did, so it was correct on that.
It's hard to predict, but there's no question the Giants are not a good football team. When you study them statistically, there's nothing they do real well other than they're halfway decent on pass defense and they don't give up many touchdown passes. The rest of what they do is not very good in any category.
So knowing that a lot of the starters are not going to be playing, it looks like maybe Tanner McKee is going to get some run. I know it's a little lighthearted here as we're entering Week 18 with not a lot of our top guns, but just what is something maybe you're looking forward to seeing when you look at some guys with some opportunities to play? I mean, you've been around where guys are looking for opportunities to prove themselves in very limited roles, limited snaps. What's something maybe you're looking forward to watching this week?
There's always someone that's going to surprise you and play better than you thought he was. Okay? There's always somebody that does that step because all of a sudden he gets his opportunity to play 65 snaps or 45 snaps on defensive. He plays better than he's played on the practice field or since training camp. And because he's matured during the season and he's accepted good coaching. That always happens. There's always a disappointment or two. I thought the guy had come along further type of thought, you know. But it's a great opportunity for these guys to play. And playing our true backup players and that, and you can't, they're not all backup, but some starters have to play. We're still a better team than the New York Giants.
Sure, absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time to join us Friday morning. Can't thank you enough, and have a great rest of your day.
Take care, buddy. Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Same to you, Coach. That was Coach Dick Vermeil. And great news, if you live in Pennsylvania or Jersey, you can now get delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Visit vermeilwines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I know.
You're kidding me.
I know, and I've only heard good things about Vermeil wines.
Well, guess what? Guess what I'm doing awesome during the break. Let me tell you something. I'm doing my research, all right? Might be going on Vermeil.
Might be getting some. Yeah, I didn't know you were a wine guy.
Well, listen, I'm an everything
You strike
guy.
Me as like a beer guy.
Well, I like beer. I like wine. I like
coffee
things that
guy.
Are green that you inhale. And
wow.
I like
are you
coffee.
Allowed to say that?
Yeah, what do you mean? No, Hugh eats gummies.
Yeah,
no.
Just saying, it's 2025 here.
Hugh loves talking about his gummies.
Yeah, whatever. It's all the same stuff. What's wrong with that? I do it at my own time, my own leisure when I'm hanging out at home. Is anything wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with
okay.
it. I just didn't know we were allowed to
it's
talk about
it. It's not 1963.
Anymore.
I was going off the devil with Devin saying if you were allowed
we're
to say that.
We're not allowed to say that?
Oh, no, you probably are. I just wanted to be.
Well, if not.
I'm just piggybacking off Devin.
Uh-oh. 215-592-9494. It's Broads and Devin Caney in for the morning show. Coming up next, your phone calls, all right? We have some audio to play still from Cam Jurgens, which we will. And we also have Elliott Shore Parks as well. So you're not going to want to miss it. It's Broads, Devin Caney, in for the morning show, 94 WIP.